Fort Washakie High School on the Wind River Indian Reservation is a school in transition. It was a charter high school until a few years ago. Now it's a public school. Most of its classes used to be online. Now it's building a brick-and-mortar building for 150 students. For now, around 50 kids and a dozen teachers make do in makeshift classrooms. The school's last reported graduation rate was just 7%. But as it morphs into a more traditional high school, the current crop of students has high hopes for the future. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports.
Then we have your similes.
It's English class, and Mike Reed is delivering a lesson on figurative language to about a dozen students.
Simile, when you use like or as, right?
A few are slouched in their chairs with earbuds in. One keeps his face nested on his desk in the sleeves of his hoodie. But junior Blaze Condon is alert. This is her favorite subject, and since she arrived at Fort Washakie High School this year, Condon says she's been pretty serious about her education.
It's pretty important for me to graduate high school, simply so I can go to college. I want to head to college as soon as I can, mostly because I really want to get off the reservation. There's not a lot of opportunities coming towards you, so I need to leave the reservation in order to chase the opportunities that are running away from me.
Blaze started out at nearby Lander Valley High School. Now she's here and for the most part enjoys it, but says she's not really used to the online learning that's part of many of her classes, including this one.
Sometimes the online classes can get a bit confusing because with a normal classroom setting, the teacher can explain what they're talking about, and with the online classes, they're all pre-recorded.
And I think this is a 30-60-90.
Like every other student here, Manny Vasquez learns math through an online curriculum. But he's one of just a few upperclassmen who's learning the Shoshone language. He says it means a lot to him to preserve the culture of his people. His mom is Eastern Shoshone, and his dad is Kiowa Apache. Manny sings in two different drum groups, perfecting the distinctive styles associated with either side of his heritage.
It's the root of our souls, pretty much. You can hear the drum beat from when you're in the womb, from the heartbeat, which is what the drum is. It's the heartbeat of the tribes.
It's lunchtime, and a student named Harold Friday shows me what's on his tray.
I think it's chicken noodle soup with peanut butter jelly and some applesauce. And I'm having a salad.
That's applesauce?
Yeah, somewhat.
Harold is looking to complete both his junior and senior coursework this year. When I ask him more about graduation and beyond, it becomes clear he's the right guy to be showing me around the cafeteria.
My grandma, she's been pushing me, and like she wants me to at least get past high school and get the paper and then go to college, because like I really want to like go to culinary arts. That's like the only thing that I really like. I like to cook.
Harold, like nearly all of his classmates, has bounced around to a few different schools. He went to Wind River High School and a boarding school in California before landing at Fort Washakie. He says he mostly likes it here, but school can be stressful.
And then, like, the only thing I hate about it is, like just the fear of dropping out. Because if I don't pass high school, it would, like, everything would go wrong. Because I would have, like, no place to go and, like, just be stuck here in Wyoming instead of going places and stuff.
After lunch, some of the guys play pickup basketball outside. Shea Stiffarm spins into the lane and throws up a reverse layup. That's right, Shea Stiffarm, a great name for an athlete. And he is one, or was one. He played basketball, football, and track at nearby Wyoming Indian High School. But his parents sent him here this year after some trouble with the law.
I got arrested twice, and I got put in jail for a couple days. When I was in jail for a couple days, that's when they decided to put me here.
16-year-old Shea says he hopes to play college football after graduation. There aren't any sports teams at Fort Washakie yet, but Shea's leading the charge to field a basketball team, and he says he's making the best of his time here.
It was my mistakes that got me here, so I kind of got to deal with the consequences. Overall, I mean, like, it's not that bad. It's just this fact that there's no sports.
A Northern Cree war cry echoes from the school's intercom system. The song isn't culturally significant to either of the tribes in the area, but administrators thought it would be a cool way to signal it's time for class. And this is the first time they've ever needed to do that.
This year's the first year that we have a bell schedule in 10 years.
That's Shad Hamilton, Fort Washakie High School principal.
And we have actual classrooms for each teacher opposed to a computer lab.
Hamilton's proud of the changes happening here. He says the main reason the school became public was to get school construction funding from the state. Now a $50 million building project is underway. Another benefit, he says, is that a public high school is more permanent.
There's a good chance now that there'll probably still be a high school in this district 100 years from now, based on the work that we've done in the last 10 years, where if it was just charter school, sometimes you see charter schools come and go pretty fast.
What does it take to have a healthy child?
In life skills class, students are brainstorming about what it would take to raise kids. Keenan Large is jotting down ideas on the whiteboard. There's only 6 or 7 students in the room, something he enjoys about this school.
It's like we're all community, so it's just good to see everybody's faces and voices and smiles.
18-year-old Keenan was born and raised here on the reservation. He says he's definitely thinking about college, but he has options.
I don't know, I got a job to go on an oil rig, so I'm still thinking about that.
Keenan says his job offer is tempting because he'd make enough money to help his mom out with finances. Whatever direction he chooses, his goal is just to make her proud.
She wants somebody to get educated. She wants somebody to graduate. She wants somebody to be famous. So I'm gonna try to do the best I can.
For now, Fort Washakie students' hopes are just hopes. They have another 7 months of school to make them a reality. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Aaron Schrank.
That story was the first in a series of reports that will follow the academic progress of Fort Washakie High School throughout this year. These reports are part of the American Graduate, Let's Make It Happen, a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.